Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Lan.
Over the weekend, OPEC Plus announced that their cuts would be extended to the end of June, but this has not moved the market. Why have they done this and why has the market not reacted?
Well, they did this essentially because they had no choice. And because they had no choice, the market expected it, and therefore the price didn't move. There have been some stories last week that this was being discussed, which I think had already removed any residual doubt about whether the cuts would be extended, and that had already helped Brent a little higher. So it has moved a little bit, but it had already happened last week. I think it's clear the market could not handle another million barrels per day from Saudi Arabia at the moment, not to mention others increasing output, as would have happened if the cuts had not been extended. And consequently, this is the reason for their decision, because I think if they hadn't done this, then the market would have reacted very negatively to the news. I think it's also worth remembering that these so-called OPEC Plus cuts, which as people keep calling them, are not official cuts to the OPEC Plus limits. These are just a few members agreeing to some additional voluntary cuts, and compliance is not uniformly strong. So the credibility of this hangs very much on Saudi Arabia as being the member that has been most consistent entirely consistent in applying these cuts. Indeed, the monthly Bloomberg survey of oil market participants, which was in the news this morning, reported that OPEC may have increased output actually in February on higher Libyan output and also reducing compliance from some of those members with the additional voluntary cuts.
The market was stronger last week. Do you think there's any scope for it to continue higher?
Well, Brent did trade through 84 last week, whereas in the previous 2 weeks, Brent had been capped at that level. I mean, it went up to sort of 84.40 or so last week. So there has been a slight upward trend week on week. The key level for me remains $85 per barrel on the upside. That's the high from November last year and from January this year. So that's really the question, is whether Brent can push through that level. If Brent continues going sideways as it is, it will likely break through an uptrend that's been in place from December. So that would be a negative development. So it's really heading into quite constrained territory if it continues going sideways. So on that basis, we'd expect something to happen before very much longer. It's going to be hard for this sideways range to continue as it is. I'd also note that there was a lot of speculative investment into Brent during January, to the highest levels we've seen in a while, actually. But the positions remained relatively constant through February. So there was no additional speculative investment, and perhaps that's what we might need to see in order for Brent to push another leg higher.
And there's been an increase in electricity and gas prices in Europe over the last week. What was behind that?
Well, there have been some cooler temperatures. There was an unplanned outage at a Norwegian gas field, albeit quite a small one, and extended maintenance at one of Freeport's liquefied natural gas trains in Texas in the US. So that's been a little bit what spurred that on. There had hitherto been a steady grind lower in prices for weeks, really, across the curve. So the front end of the curve and longer dated prices going out some years into the future. And I think this modest spike in prices has acted as a little bit of a reminder that the market is not necessarily a one-way street. But nevertheless, overall, we have seen a significant reversion in short and long-dated prices back to something like pre-crisis levels. And I think that can potentially present an opportunity to consumers to look at the long end of the curve. And perhaps that explains why we saw this sort of correlated rally where the short end moved higher and the long end as well. And perhaps that has led to some consumer buying down the long end of the curve.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the episode, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.